A lot of areas are underwater along Florida's Gulf Coast. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After Hurricane Idalia hit,
this is seriously the worst it's ever been in this area. I've been here almost 50 years.
She's around St. Petersburg, south of where the eye came ashore this morning, but the storm surge is widespread and up to 16 feet high in some areas. Fox's Grady Trimble in Steinhatchee near a river.
It's flowing in the opposite direction that it normally flows, so that gives you a sense of the power of this storm as it pushes the water from the Gulf of Mexico up into the wrong direction of the Steinhatchee River.
And as the hurricane moves inland,
people coming back to assess the damage for the first time. And from what I can see from this vantage point, for some people, it's not going to be good.
Idalia was a Category 3 with 125-mile-an-hour winds when it hit. It's now a Cat 1. Its top wind's down to 90. Michael Brennan's the National Hurricane Center director.
Our focus is now turning to the inland wind threat, the heavy rainfall threat, and then a downstream storm surge and wind threat that's going to occur on the East Coast from Georgia up into the Carolinas starting tonight and into tomorrow.
In a few hours, we'll hear from President Biden on the storm response, and he'll discuss the wildfire disaster in Hawaii. Hundreds of people are still missing, even after the search of the ruins is done in burnt-out Lahaina.
The number of people killed remains at least 115. Now, as the search and recovery operation wraps up, new Maui Emergency Management Administrator Darrell Oliveira says it's time for the next phase.
With the EPA doing the hazardous waste removal,
which will ensure a safe environment for repopulating.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the power's been cut in parts of Northern California, so it doesn't spark wildfires there in dry, windy conditions. Because the judge called out sick this morning, Enrique Tarrio's sentencing for his role in the 2021 Capitol riots been delayed till next Tuesday. The ex-Proud Boys leader was convicted of seditious conspiracy. Prosecutors are pushing the harshest January 6th punishment yet, 33 years in prison. America's listening to Fox News.
Life is about being active. Whether it's about going on your daily tasks or exercising, you know you're well when you're regularly active. But what happens when being active actually hurts by the end of the day? This is the position I found myself in a number of years ago. Everything I wanted to do in my daily life, all of the activity it called for, was held captive to almost constant nagging pain. When I heard about Relief Factor, I was skeptical, but my wife said, give it a chance. Not long after I took it, I could feel the pain begin to melt away, and I've been taking it ever since. And I can tell you that Relief Factor has helped me get my life back. I love that it's not a drug, but it was developed by doctors, and about 70% of the people who try it go on to order more. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be ordering a 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or ReliefFactor.com. Find out all about this offer and feel the difference.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. The ASU football team is punishing itself while under investigation for alleged recruiting violations. The school self-imposed a one-year bowl ban for the upcoming season, meaning they will not be playing a postseason game even if they qualify. A little over 359 emergency calls have been answered by Yuma Fire in the last week. Yuma Fire reminds the community about the different levels of consciousness that sometimes can indicate a person is having a stroke. The virtual author talks with best-selling authors and thought leaders around the country continue at Yuma County Library. Learn more about the series of speakers and who the library will be talking to this month at YumaDailyNews.com. A level 2 sex offender has been added to the list in Yuma. Police have published their name and address. This notification is not intended to increase fear. Please say an informed community is a safer community. If you have ideas for a local news story, you could always send us an email. That email is newsroom@yumadailynews.com. Go ahead, send us your story, and I'll take a look. That's news for now. I'm Kendra White.
Good morning. This is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. Long time no see.
Yeah, like a week.
Right. Sometimes those weeks feel long. Sometimes sure. They feel short. Yeah. And we don't have Lexi. Where's Lexi?
Well, because I didn't want to ride my bicycle today.
Got it. Okay.
So I just didn't take her.
So for those not familiar, we usually have Lexi, Russ's dog, in here in the studio with us.
She's very well behaved.
She is very well behaved. Now,
mostly.
On occasion, she has to, you know, she just wants to be part of the others program, too. That's all.
Sometimes she thinks she's Miss Barky. Yeah.
So Miss Barky. But she's a darling dog. She's darling. If you check some of our photos on Facebook in our chamber happenings, we have her in the photos.
Yeah, she's ugly, but I like her.
No, she is not. Right. She's cute.
Ugly little dog.
Well, this morning, joining us, we have Arielle Williams with IRMC. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
And so we are talking, in fact, we discussed that you have a new behavioral health hospital, and I, of course, jokingly said, are you going to teach Russ how to behave? And he's nodding.
It would be advisable.
It would. But clearly that's not what it's all about.
Right, yeah.
And so it just opened, correct?
It did in February.
In February. Okay, so very recent. So what do you do there?
I'm the director for the behavioral health program and service line.
Are you a psychologist?
I am not, but I do have my doctorate degree.
All right, I need your help.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And so why did YRMC open this facility?
Oh my God, why didn't they do it sooner?
I know, exactly. I'm in agreement with you on that.
Well, there was a community needs assessment that was completed, and behavioral health and mental health needs was one of the number one items that was identified for the community to add. So the hospital decided, you know, let's do something about it. Within Yuma, there isn't a lot of behavioral health, mental health services. And, you know, going to San Diego or to even Phoenix and Tucson for services isn't feasible for some people or convenient for patient care. So by having a behavioral health hospital here in Yuma, it meets a community need and keeps families together and people can heal where they live.
Is it going to be on the main campus?
It is not. It is over off of 7E between, like, by Araby.
Okay.
We're on 31st Street.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. By the Fry's.
Yes.
All right.
And Walmart.
Yeah, there's a 30-acre parcel there. This hospital's owned forever. I knew they did a new building. I wasn't sure exactly what was going on with it.
We were right there in that little corner plaza.
Well, I need to go by. I'd like to go by and visit, but I don't know. Will they just keep me?
Well, there's.
You can come by and visit. We'll let you leave.
I think they do allow everybody to leave at some point.
Yes. You know, one of the reasons that it's difficult, even that profession, it's tough to find, you know, specialists, doctors. And it's also not one that generally makes money. You know, it's generally not, it's like a NICU. It's necessary, but it's not one of the ones like orthopedic surgeons or something, you know, that's going to have a big ticket item or something. It's a tough business.
Behavioral health is one of those things that everybody pays attention to their heart health or, you know, getting physical, but your mental health is probably more important than all of that put together. So.
And we've got a lot of that running around the communities. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you know, from what I've seen is that it can also be difficult because there's still a stigma attached to it. It's interesting when I see something.
What do you mean to say you go to a psychologist or something? Well, not if you're in Hollywood. It's like, who's a name?
You're right. Actually, that is true. But it's interesting the number of people that if I say, well, if you're taking medication or if you're taking insulin because you're diabetic and you don't think anything of telling people, well, you know, I can't have this piece of cake because I'm diabetic. But as soon as you say, oh, well, I'm going to counseling or I'm taking something for anti-anxiety or something like that, people are like, why? It's the same thing.
Wow.
And statistically speaking, just in a group of 10 people, you're going to have at least three that have a diagnosable mental health condition, whether that be anxiety, depression. Behavioral health is a spectrum. So feeling sad more than a couple of days a week is not typical, but that doesn't mean that you need to be in the hospital and or on medications. So it's fluid. And so understanding the fluidity of behavioral health makes it a lot less scary and normalizes the experience.
I don't know that that many people would be hesitant, would they, anymore, to say that the... Because I knew anxiety drugs had got to be, I didn't know they were 30%, but probably. I mean, it's huge. I know it's huge that people are taking them. They got to come from somewhere.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And talking about it more, I think, is helpful, too, because it makes it not so big, bad, and scary to say that you are on some kind of medication to help. But behavioral health is just like you said.
So go ahead and admit it, Kim.
What? I will admit, I actually was on anti-anxiety meds for a while. You know, I mean, I got a lot of stresses in my life, and I wasn't sleeping, and I wasn't, and my meals were getting messed up, and I just was...
It's not uncommon.
...was stressed out, and I still talk to my therapist on a regular basis. Yeah.
Good for you.
Just sometimes I need that second opinion to hash through things, and it is what it is. I mean,
if you want a second opinion, come see me.
Yeah, okay. You know, and I love that you know, mental health has become so much more accessible. Mm-hmm. Than it used to be, too.
It needs to be, especially for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We've had, I know we have psychologists at the schools have access and stuff of that, but just seems to be not enough.
Mm-hmm. It never seems to be quite enough. So that's the hope of having the behavioral health hospital. It adds more services than were previously here. And it also makes it more accessible. So we have not only the inpatient, but we also have outpatient services as well to create a continuum of care. So once you're in the system, there's several different ways that you're able to access services based on what's going on in your life at that time.
So I have another question, though. Sure. So the behavioral health center, like, I didn't realize there were a couple of places. So how is this different than the one at Tuscany Plaza?
Yes. So Tuscany Plaza is going to be your routine outpatient psychiatric and therapy visits. So the once a month, once every couple of weeks visits. Our facility is inpatient. So we're a 24-hour behavioral health hospital. So we are like the main campus hospital in that when you admit there, you stay for the period of time for treatment. And then we discharge and you can then step down into a lower level of care. So it's more intensive.
You know, I was on the hospital board for 9 years, and I shadowed doctors in the ER room, and we had some patients that were obviously disturbed, but the doctors explained to me there's no place to send them. Mm-hmm. There was nothing available. Mm-hmm. You know, they did the best they could, and sometimes that was doing something against their judgment that it's not the best thing for them, but the only thing available. And to just get them stable or whatever they had to do. But then they went back out onto the streets and did not get, you know, necessarily the help that they probably need. And that's just the judgment of a non-psychiatric doctor, but a doctor that had some concerns that probably would have made a referral if there was one available.
Yeah, so now there's an option right in town that patients are able to voluntarily come to, or their doctor can refer them. And that continues with the behavioral health system of care. So we are one point in that system. So we're the inpatient, but then we still have everybody's family, their jobs, their social situations outside of when they leave the hospital. We try to attend to those as we can to set patients up for success to the best of our ability, because we don't want to see
that's the whole idea, right?
Exactly. So that's discharge planning is the main point of that, connecting patients with resources, making sure that they're stabilized on their medications. If they don't have, we don't have buy-in from the patient while they're there to take medications, them continuing when they leave is less likely. So we have to find something that works for each individual patient, which is why we're patient-centered. What's going to work for you? How do we form your treatment plan around you to make sure that you're successful?
Well, that's great. Well, with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Excessive heat warning continues through 8 o'clock tonight. Sunny and very hot out here again today. Breezy. Winds gusting out of the south at times. 15 to 20 miles per hour through the afternoon hours. High temperature 111. Our heat index up around or even over 115. Clear skies, breezy, warm overnight tonight, middle 80s. Mix of clouds and sunshine Thursday, breezy, not quite as hot. High temperature about 106 on Thursday. Our heat index still up around or even over 110. Not as hot Friday, mostly sunny, 101. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone at the Weather Channel.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
Are you sitting at home kicking back watching a game, but you really need to have your vehicle serviced? Keep watching the game. El Centro Motors now have mobile service. They'll come out to you while you're home watching the game. Oil changes, you name it. Got one of those pesky recall letters in the mail? Call El Centro Motors. They'll schedule you an appointment and come out and do it at your house. It's that simple and it's that easy. If you can hear this, we can come to you. Call El Centro Motors at 760-336-2100.
With Spectrum Mobile and the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 5 and Galaxy Z Flip 5, you get faster speeds with Spectrum Speed Boost. Purchase the new Samsung Galaxy Z through Spectrum and get up to $1,000 off, plus the value of your trade-in device. Visit a Spectrum store or SpectrumMobile.com to get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 5 and Galaxy Z Flip 5 today. Visit Spectrum.com/policies/mobile-terms for details. Restrictions apply. Spectrum Internet required. Auto pay required.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. I haven't gotten rid of you yet.
No.
And not that I've tried. you're not sure of that?
No, give me your best. That's fine.
Okay.
In fact, if you want to run it, I'll go.
I say I have to have somebody that knows how to push the buttons.
There you go.
There we go. Well, this morning we have Arielle Williams with YRMC Behavioral Health Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I have a question about insurance and stuff, and that's one of the things I guess I don't know a lot about. I mean, we know if we break a leg or we need a surgery or we have diabetes, that's all covered. Mm-hmm. I don't really know how insurance companies handle the psychiatric needs and the emotional needs.
Absolutely. So we accept all of the same insurances that you would for when you go to the hospital for a broken leg, for surgery. Behavioral health is typically covered under that as well.
Okay.
There's various plans, but I would say 99% of the time your insurance is going to cover your stay at the behavioral health hospital.
You know, I mentioned something about Hollywood at times. You know, people in Hollywood, they tend to talk about it a lot, like I go weekly or mm-hmm. I go often or something like that. I can't imagine insurance just accepting that. I mean, that almost seems like a lifestyle versus I needed help or like I more need coaching in life than I need, you know, I'm having a breakdown or something.
That is a perfect distinction for us. So at the Behavioral Health Hospital, you have to meet criteria. So it's not any and everybody just comes. Things have to have deteriorated in life to a certain point to where you meet criteria to come. So things like you want to hurt or kill yourself, hurt or killing other people, you're seeing,
please go.
Hearing things that other people aren't, those would meet criteria to come into the hospital. Medication management. So from an insurance standpoint, it's much safer for the individual and their safety and the community safety to have them in the hospital. So that is one of those that you come, we complete your intake, you're admitted, and the length of stay is going to vary from about 3 days to 7 days, depending on what the individual person's needs are.
And some of it is mandatory, isn't it? If there's some kind of attempted suicide or something like that, don't they have a mandatory
hold? If somebody does have you have voluntary and involuntary services.
Okay.
The best outcomes for patients come when there is buy-in from them and they want to willingly admit to the hospital.
They show up the door with a knock.
Yes. And so that could be after a suicide attempt. So if somebody has tried to hurt themselves, kill themselves, and they say, you know, I really need help, by all means, still come voluntarily to the facility. There is an involuntary process called Title 36, which if somebody is unwilling to go to the hospital, there is another route to keep them safe. But our program is specifically designed for individuals who say, we want help, we're voluntarily wanting to admit, please help us. So that can be thoughts of wanting to hurt themselves, an actual attempt. All of that is, as long as there's a willingness to come, we're there.
Arielle, how would they, let's say someone is feeling, you know, they're having suicidal thoughts. How would they reach out to you? How would they, I mean, can they just show up at the door?
They can. They can show up at the door. They can come to the main campus emergency room or the Foothills location. We try to make it as easy and simple as possible. It can also be a referral from your doctor. So if you're in your doctor's office and you say, I really need some help, they're able to call and directly refer you. Reach out and get services, and you can come straight to our door.
You know, I picked out suicide because that's an obvious, visible type deal, but not all of it's obvious, not all of it's visible. Mm-mm. And they're probably more hesitant to go in, but they may need the help. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what qualifies for criteria at that point, that I don't want to hurt anybody, but I know that life isn't working for me, and I don't work well with reality.
Yeah, absolutely. So we allow patients to come in for an assessment. If you're not sure what level of care, you're just like, I don't really know where to go or do, you can call. We always have either a licensed therapist or a registered nurse who's answering the phone and assessing patients. So we can generally screen and get some information over the phone and or have you come in person and determine from there, are you meeting criteria? It's a lot of through conversation. So there's no blood work. There's no scans or anything like that. It's purely talking and saying, this is what's going on in my life. This is what I need. And then letting us help you.
Are you finding that, I mean, we kind of talked about telehealth and, now that everybody knows, I mean, my therapist is once a month via telehealth, which is very convenient for me. Mm-hmm. And so are you finding that there's a lot more access? People are finding it easier to get the help they need?
They are. I think that as we were saying, normalizing the experience of going to therapy and having that support person makes it a lot easier to be accessible. So there's some individuals that still prefer the in-person. Mm-hmm. So you have the in-person and you have the websites that allow you to have the therapist online or even through text or chat.
I can text mine at any time. I mean, I haven't needed to, but I can text mine. And because the other thing I noticed is, you know, when my son went off to school last year, his university has a behavioral health and mental health professionals on staff, and their visits, I think he gets up to 12 a year for free. Mm-hmm. They don't charge for it.
There's a lot of benefits.
On his campus. Oh.
There's a lot of benefits for life is hard. Life is really hard for some people.
I didn't know.
And it's one of those to have a resource. If you had a cough or if your stomach hurt, you have a doctor that you can easily go to and say, mm-hmm. this is what I need. Right. You get a medication. Mm-hmm. Your brain needs that same kind of attention as well, but it's a different formulation of how it's treated. So it could be through talk. It may be through mindfulness exercises and coping skills and reframing. There's lots of different ways that you can treat the mental aspect of it that doesn't always include medications.
That's good to know.
Yes.
Some people get, that's a whole nother addiction potentially.
And that's the goal. The goal is not to have to be on medications forever. Yeah. So we really try to push holistic, non-psychopharmacological options for patients. So we do in the facility have a new Snoozalin bed that is all sensory focused.
Oh, I want that.
Wait, what?
We have our doctors are really cognizant of the idea that patients may not want to be on medications. And so what other options are there? So we're teaching those new skills and practicing.
I want the psychotropics and the bed.
You can try both of them.
For me, it was just, I just wanted to sleep at night. That's all I wanted. You know, I wanted to be able to, you know, because it was making me, you know, fuzzy during the day and I was sleepy and I knew I was not my best. I just wanted to sleep at night. And, you know, we talked physical and we talked, you know, like you can get drugs to help you sleep. But I'm like, that doesn't solve the underlying problem.
Right. No.
Right. You know, I need to shut my brain off at night.
Mm-hmm. And sleep peacefully.
Exactly. That was the issue.
How long have you been opened?
Since February.
Since February. So I knew I drove by there. Something was going on.
Yeah.
How many doctors, I mean, how many patients can you handle?
Yes. So we are 24 beds.
Wow.
Yes. It's brand new facility. Still smells brand new inside.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 24 beds. And our treatment team consists of psychiatrists. So our psychiatrists are located on site. We also have licensed clinical social workers, activities therapists, registered nurses, behavioral health therapists. And through our program, patients can expect to participate in a schedule of activities throughout the day. So during the day, they're going to have several different groups and individual sessions with the therapist as well as a psychiatrist. We also have a spiritual component. So we have chaplain services that do groups, meditation as well. And then we also, of course, attend to the
sounds like
body.
A day spa.
It does. We have a chef.
I'm like, wait a minute.
We have food services right on site as well. So it feels very much like a mental health spa. Okay. Very much so.
So do you have any, I mean, you're brand new, but do you have new programs and services coming online soon?
We do. So we have an intensive outpatient program, which is abbreviated IOP. So IOP is going to be for patients who don't quite need inpatient, but they need a little bit more frequently than weekly or monthly therapy. Mm-hmm. So the intensive outpatient program is open still for adults 18 and older, and it's 3 days a week for 3 hours per day. So you're getting 9 hours of therapy, also covered by insurance, that you're able to come, talk, learn new skills, keep your medication coming with a psychiatrist. You have a licensed clinical social worker that you're working with throughout that program as well. Mm-hmm. But you get to go home at night, and you still get to go to work. So it's a happy medium for patients that, you know, think postpartum depression, think increased anxiety, that sleep, the medication mm-hmm. management, mm-hmm. that is the perfect level of care for those needs as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Especially for initially. I love the fact that now, I love that my therapist just basically once a month, it's a check-in. It's not necessarily, you know, it's like, okay, just checking in, making sure you're okay. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's nice to know that I have somebody back there, you know, not that my family isn't checking in too, mm-hmm. but it's nice to know that I have that resource that if I start to feel like I'm getting a lot of anxiety again, I just have that person that's just checking in once a month, making sure you're good.
It's your kind of your life toolbox.
Exactly.
You have somebody else to pull from in your life toolbox when you need things.
That has a lot more tools than I have.
Exactly. It's a resource. It's a lifeboat.
Yep.
But I would imagine the therapists like people to come in person. I mean, there's as many visual cues as anything.
No, I mean, especially as a therapist, you want to make sure that the patient is as comfortable as they can be. So having the in-person versus the virtual, some patients absolutely do not want to do anything in person.
Really?
They only want virtual. So you meet the patient where they are. It's not about us as the therapist. It's about the person. And so whatever the medium of which they want to get the services is what we try to attend to. But from our services currently, it is in person. So it's preventing the need to have to leave Yuma and go far away. It's right down the street. It's right here by your home. It's completely HIPAA compliant. So nobody would ever know that mm-hmm. you were there. Nobody's able to just call and say, hey.
Yeah, take an Uber. Don't
unless
the
they come on the show and Russ asks them if there's
right.
It always happens.
But it's very discreet.
Mm-hmm. As it should be.
Mm-hmm.
As it should be. But it's not anything to hide from. But you can still choose to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the individual is able to control who knows that they're there, and we attend to that while they're in our services as well. We don't need to report to anybody or tell anybody that you're there. You're mm-hmm. an adult, so whomever you want to know is mm-hmm. who knows.
Now, you do marriage counseling too?
I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist.
I knew you were. Right. You there,
but we don't do formal marriage counseling per se, but if there are any marital issues that are occurring within the household that's definitely impacting the individual's mental health, we do attend to that, obviously, while they're in services,
right.
because that's the individual that they're going back with. That's their partner. That's their person. So making sure that we're attending to the whole system.
I just want to set in some of the sessions. I mean, I'm just curious.
That's not how that works.
I know that. I know.
I think there are some TV shows that let you do that, though. Yeah, like,
that wouldn't be good. You're
well,
out of time.
Well, with that, thank you so much for coming in, because we're shifting gears after the bottom of the hour. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Listen to KBLU from 8 to 9 every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law. Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Learn how you can plan your estate using a will or trust to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday, 8 to 9 a.m. on 560 KBLU.
Bear down, Arizona. This is Wildcat Football.
Throws to the end zone, caught. Touchdown, Arizona. Jacob Cowing, he's got the hat trick.
Arizona kicks off the season Saturday, September 2nd against in-state foe Northern Arizona.
And off to Wiley. Wiley to the house. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Arizona. Jaden DeLora.
It's all on your home for Wildcat Football.
Arizona Wildcat Football on 560 KBLU, brought to you locally by Chevron.
Once upon a time, air conditioning was simple. It blew cold air, or it didn't. Today, air conditioning is more than cooling. Healthy, conditioned air is essential. When people ask me who I trust, I tell them. In Yuma, the only thing you need to know about air conditioning is Hansberger Refrigeration. Find them at HansbergerRefridge.com. That's Hansberger, R-E-F-R-I-G.com.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, at the bottom of the hour, I do have a few announcements. First of all, if you haven't already checked it out, the Chamber has started a community calendar of events. It is at localyuma.com. You can find featured events on there, and then there's a button that'll take you to our full calendar. It looks like a calendar, you know, like if you go look at it right now, it'll show the full month of August. You can see all of the events. If you don't like the calendar view, there's a button that'll change it to list view. You can look that way. If you want your event added, it is free. We are not charging anybody. We want this to be a true community calendar of events and allow everybody in the community to add an event as long as it is a special event, not something as much as I love going garage sailing, not garage sales, not, you know, sales at a store or something like that. But as long as it is truly a special event that a public is invited to, we would love to have it on there. There's a way to add an event there. All the instructions are there. Again, 100% free. We just want everybody's events on there so that we all know what's going on in Yuma. I hate it when I hear about an event like 3 days later and say, oh, I wish I would have known that was happening because I would have gone or I would have done that. So this way, none of us miss out on all the cool things that are going on in Yuma. Also, we do have our next Good Morning Yuma coming up on September 14th. Our main program will be Carol Brown. We're going to be talking about dementia and dementia awareness, which a lot of us are
don't
have
like
a family
subject,
member.
Yeah,
I know none of us like
I
that
don't
subject.
Talk about that.
But it's important that you're knowledgeable so that if it happens to you or someone you love, you at least know what your options are and what can be done. So that's a really important topic for everyone. So it should be a good program. One of the things that I do want to let people know is the Chamber is growing. The Chamber is growing by leaps and bounds. If you looked at our Chamber happenings that came out yesterday, I think there were 15 new members in it. We, to give you an idea, when I started at the Chamber, we were growing by between 4 and 5 new members a month. It then, about a year ago, was 10 to 12, and now it is not unheard of for us to see 18 to 20 new members in a month, which is great, except that it also means that our events are growing, and we are running out of places where we can have big, huge events. Our mixer last week hit 210 before we shut it off. So because of that, I do highly recommend that even though we say we allow purchases at the door, if you want to come to one of our events, lately that has not been happening because we simply have had to shut off registrations because we have maxed out capacity either from the caterer or from the location or both. So I highly recommend yumachamber.org. Please go check out our events. The calendar events is on there too. The Chamber events are there, and register early so that you can be sure that you get to attend that event, because unfortunately when it comes to the caterer telling us they don't have food or the fire marshal telling us that we can't add any more people to that room, we do have to turn people away at the door if they don't have a ticket. So please register. And so with that, let's get back to the show. We've got Russ Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have someone new that joined us now. We have Mia Sanchez. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And September is right around the corner, coming on Friday.
Yes.
And what the people can't see here is that you have a box full of gold lights. And why do you have a box full of gold lights?
Because I love props, and so I wanted to come in theme. So September is National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and that month is a month we go gold. And so what I brought in here are some of our gold heart lights that we're going to be selling this month to fundraise for our Pediatric Oncology Support Fund.
That's absolutely amazing. I mean, if you know anybody that's been touched by childhood cancer, that's just a... It's a struggle. It's really tough. I still have my gold light bulbs from years past that I would put on my porch.
Yes.
So that everybody could see that my house was gold too. And I'm sorry that I need a gold light bulb, mm-hmm. but what I do like is now I live on a busy street, so everybody will be able to see as they drive by my house, they'll be able to see that my house is gold too. So basically, what can you tell me? How does this? So I see the little heart light, and I'm looking. You know, people can't see it from through the radio, unfortunately. But there's a QR code on the bottom, and you can donate because you're selling them.
Yes, correct.
So where does that money go?
So yes, we have a QR code on there that links to our giving page. All the proceeds that we're raising. So we're asking for a minimum of a $10 donation, for example, for this heart light. But if you give more, great. All the money goes to our Pediatric Oncology Support Fund. And so with that fund, we support local Yuma families that are facing a pediatric cancer diagnosis. So these families, when they're diagnosed, they usually have to travel to seek treatment.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes parents have to take time off of work to help with the care. So there's financial stressors in addition to the care and treatment of their child. And so with this fund, we help kind of alleviate that burden, do as little as we can or as much as we can to help alleviate those financial stressors so that the parents and family can focus on what matters most, right, their child's care. So we utilize this fund to pay mortgage, utility, gas cards, hotel stays, whatever this family might need while they're going through this journey with their child. The first year we provide $2,500 in funding to a family. The next year we do $1,500, and the following year we do another $1,500. So we know that a lot of times treatment isn't wrapped up in a year. So
it can be a long haul.
That's why we have the additional years that we do. Unfortunately, sometimes we have cases too where we can't wait 3 years, and so depending on the child's diagnosis and how dire the situation is, we might give the full funding right up front. Because there might not be a year two or a year three.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We've had that situation recently, actually. So, again, this fund is just to support those families and be another resource for those families.
Wow. I mean, I'm just sitting here because it's sad. I mean, it's... I mean, you talked about
it. She
doesn't
want to talk about it, but
I know you were talking about dementia, and it's sad, but you think about sick children, it's sad.
What type of cancers do kids normally get? I mean, I know it's not lung smoking or...
I mean, so I can only speak for what we've seen with our family.
Stay close to the mic there.
Sorry. I can only speak for what we've seen with our family. So we've had leukemia. We've had ovarian cancer, actually, too.
Oh, really?
A pediatric ovarian cancer. Uh-huh. Really? Wow.
Yeah. So we've had, I think leukemia is probably our most common,
the biggest one,
for
the children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so we have about 17 families that we support right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've provided over $50,000 in funding to those families.
Uh-huh.
In addition to kind of funding during treatment, we also, again, I apologize to be the downer, but, there's instances mm-hmm. where there's a passing, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so in addition to the funding we provide, we also do like a care package for those families at end of life.
Right.
Because a lot of times, I think almost all of our families, there's siblings involved.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to do some type of, something for the siblings, and so we put some type of care package together.
Yeah, cancer, like most anything, is early detection is probably best. I don't know about leukemia. Is that an early detection issue?
I wouldn't really be able to. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm not an expert in the medical stuff. Yeah. We pretty much, at the foundation, because I'm on the foundation side, we kind of confirm diagnosis with our staff, and then we kind of start working through the bills and trying to assist on the financial end.
So,
quite involved in the treatment side.
So to that end, Mia, so I know that you're doing these little hearts. How else do you raise funds for this?
So we really do a push during September, right, because it's that National Cancer Awareness Month. We also have some great community partners that assist us. For example, Be Hunt Strong is an organization in town that puts on a golf tournament for us every year. They actually split the proceeds of their golf tournament with us and Hunter's Army. And so we work with those community partners to get additional funds for our support fund. This last year, they raised about $23,000 for us.
Wow.
We also have a great partner. They focus their effort a lot during September as well, Long Realty. So something we're doing this year, in addition to obviously raising funds, is lighting. We've done it before in years past as well, but we're lighting the hospital gold to raise awareness, and we're coordinating a walk with the Advocate Foundation.
Okay.
So we'll be doing that this Thursday, actually. You can meet us at the Cancer Center Garden, where we're going to kick things off, and then as a group walk together to the emergency department to see the lights go on. We'll be selling our necklaces there. Advocate will be out there. We'll also have our applications out there. So if anybody can take one and share it with the family. Long Realty is going to be out there as one of our community partners. And actually at the end of the month, to close out September, they're putting on their own event called the Glowing Hearts Festival at Colorado River State Park,
okay.
Quartermaster Depot.
I know Quartermaster Depot. We all do it.
However you like to call it. And they're going to be raising funds through ticket sales of that event that they're putting on at that location as well. So through community partners, through sharing our giving link, we're raising funds.
So you brought up Advocate. Kate Campa actually passed away almost right after I moved here. And it was like one of the first things at the chamber that I heard about. It was a really tough time. And do you find often that, like with her family, they've started to advocate. Do you find often that the families start something similar to that in memory of their loved one, or is that less common?
I think so. I think that's why we have, groups like Be Hunt Strong and Hunter's Army and Advocate Foundation. I think, Yuma's a community of doers. And so I think we are easily, called up into action when it's something we care about. As you mentioned, Advocate Foundation, Lily Compa is actually on our support committee.
Okay.
So we do have a committee. It's our Pediatric Oncology Support Committee made up of Lily Compa, Kristen Shepherd with Kids Cuddle Kids. Shelley Mellon is our chair. Just wonderful community members that help us, review these applications and, approve funding for them and work with us to continue to do outreach. And so that's kind of what helped made the partnership so seamless is, Lily and Advocates Foundation's call to just, help these families. And so another great thing about working with us is we try to connect you to other resources. So if it's not something we can assist with, but Advocate Foundation can, we refer. If it's, maybe they want more something fun and fuzzy and cute for the child, then we might refer them to Kids Cuddle Kits. Right?
Yeah, which are cute. I love those Kids Cuddle Kits. I remember they were on the show a while back and brought one in. So
we try to work together to kind of, we all do something a little different. So I think that's what's great. That's what's great, too, is we all do something a little different. And so we want to make sure that we're referring amongst ourselves and we're helping the family as best we can.
Mia, how'd you get involved in doing this?
So how did I get involved with specifically this fund or YRMC?
YRMC first. What do you do for YRMC? You work in...
So right now I'm the interim director for the foundation of YRMC. I actually started out in outreach over at community outreach in the marketing department for YRMC. Mm-hmm. And just kind of transitioned over to the foundation. It's the same division under Michelle Headington.
She's into everything.
Yeah. You probably should be if you're in outreach, right? So, and it's been, I'd have to say just in my career, this has been, the most fulfilling thing to work
really?
On.
What makes it fulfilling? Yeah.
And it's a tough subject, right?
You know, it is. It's
we
hard.
Feel the emotions that we're talking about.
I talk for a living. I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah. So, but at the same time, just seeing the resilience in these families that we're working with, seeing the resilience in the parents and the siblings. Yeah. We recently did a interview with one of our families, and I don't want to, give too much detail away because I'm trying to
just
respect their
names,
privacy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's just amazing what you can withstand as a human, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's beautiful to see how they work through it. And how they're there for each other. And I think it's also really beautiful to see how the community gathers around these families and tries to support them as best they can.
I'd be a mess.
I've called Maybe. Michelle a few times crying. If anything worth having, you got to push through the uncomfortable,
yeah.
right? And
mm-hmm.
so pushing through the uncomfortable of having to deal with working with these families and kind of seeing what they're going through and hearing from them is nothing compared to, what they're going through.
No family expects this. I mean, this
exactly.
is nothing that you've planned for and put money aside for this or anything.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is a total shock. It
yeah.
has to be.
Mm-hmm.
So to turn that into resilience has got to be fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
But, we can take more than we think, but I don't want to be tested.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's just really working with them that, it's just inspiring. So that's probably why this is.
So that's why you keep doing it.
Yes, yes. And
we
want
you
this.
You walk around with a little golden basket.
Yeah, that's why I'm just walking around glowing, right?
Uh-huh. Well, with that, we better take a break. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Any messages, Grandma?
Southwest Lumber call to answer questions about your rental. Something about nail clippers.
Tile nippers.
And Wicked Witch.
Ditch Witch trenchers.
And puzzles.
Oh, jigsaws.
Yuma's best source for rentals is Southwest Lumber. Saturday rental specials. Get 2 days for the price of one. Overnight rentals are half price if picked up after 4 and returned by 9 the next morning. Call Southwest Lumber for more at 928-782-9867.
Hey, it's Bobby from Bobby Cone's RV Centers. The deal of the week is our 2022 Cedar Creek 377 VH fifth wheel. This unit's 40 feet long, has 4 slide outs, 2 bedrooms, plus a double bed loft. The fifth wheel sleeps 8 comfortable and it's loaded with options. The Bobby Cone's deal is over $50,000 off MSRP and with approved credit, a payment as low as $559 per month. Check out the Cedar Creek in Yuma and at BobbyCone'sRVCenter.com.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Mia Sanchez, who is the Interim Director for the YRMC Foundation. Good morning.
And
morning
she likes again. Her job. I can say that now.
Good. Yeah, she does, and she does.
She
clearly
smiling.
Likes her job, and it's early in the morning, and we're talking about a really tough subject. But I think that's why I like the gold, because she walked in here with this basket full of these little the hearts with the gold lights, and it reminds me of sunshine. So
perfect.
That's I like. It's like she walked in with a basket of sunshine when she came into the studio this morning. So so it's kind of good because if you think about. The kids and you think about all of that, whenever you see like the TV commercials or whatever, a lot of times they show the kids in spite of everything they're going through, they are full of sunshine. They're smiling at you. They're
exactly,
it's just, it is like a little ray of sunshine. And now I'm going to cry. Michelle Headington's in here too, not on a microphone, but she said I was going to start to tear up and now I'm going to start to tear up because it's kind of one of those things that I don't want that little ray of sunshine to go out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
None of us do.
Yes.
Yes. So you help pay the bills. What else? What do you hope to accomplish with the campaign?
With this campaign, we want to do two things. Obviously, we want to raise funds so that we can continue to support more families. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're selling our gold lights. We're going to be doing a push on our social media. So make sure you're following YRMC. You can even check out our website. We have our event posted there and our giving link posted there for our lighting event coming up this Thursday. So, but in addition to funds, we really want to raise awareness that mm-hmm. this fund exists, right? Even though it's unfortunate, I want any family in town that needs us mm-hmm. to know that we're here.
Sure.
So please refer them to the foundation. Email foundation@umaregional.org. Give us a call at 336-7045. We want to make sure that our families know about us and know that we're here to help. Because like I said, even if we're their starting point, we can refer them to other locations too. And, we understand that when a family is going through this, they're overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we have to meet you so you can fill out your application, if we have to just talk to you over the phone and write it down for you, we do want to try to make it as easy as possible. So please, please, please share that this fund exists and that we're here to help families. In addition to that, we do want to take something that's so heavy and brighten it a little bit, right? And so that's mm-hmm. why we go gold. That's why the hospital is going to be shining gold. That's why we have these little heart lights that we're selling.
And they're absolutely cute. I'll post one to Facebook later today. Anybody that is on the chamber page, make sure that you watch for it.
Perfect. Yeah. And we have many. And so if there's any businesses in town that would like us to drop off a basket of these mm-hmm. so that they could sell them at their location and help us raise funds, we would love that, and we would take that opportunity. Every card that's attached to the heart has our QR code,
mm-hmm.
which will take you right to our giving page, so you can make that minimum of a $10 donation. So I think those are the two main things, right? Raising funds, raising awareness, and then just shining a light on this issue and trying to just show Yuma that we're here for those families that need us.
Do you have children, ma'am?
Yes.
They're lucky. I mean, I imagine after seeing the things, you don't take anything for granted.
Yeah.
And you know how precious a child is.
It definitely puts it in perspective. Yeah. Yeah. It's really difficult when you.
It's okay. I started to tear up too. This is such a difficult subject. I mean, it's kind of one of those things. It's amazing how strong these parents are. And
yeah. They're gladiators, man. These parents are gladiators.
And, yeah.
And it does put things into perspective when you're getting an application for assisting like a 2-year-old or a 4-year-old. And I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old at home.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, make you appreciate what you have. And it's, to be blunt, it's just unfair, right?
It is unfair.
It's unfair, and I don't want to sugarcoat it because, that's the reality of what these families are going through.
Right.
But on the other side, it's like, we're doing our best to gather as a community and support them with what we can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. It's good that the community stands up like it does, and it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
But that does happen, and I'm sure that helps a lot. But everyone feels that. In fact, and I think most of us have known a child or two.
I can't imagine that mm-hmm. people
that
don't.
It's a problem.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not as uncommon as we'd like.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Yeah. And there's always good outcomes.
Yes.
But the fact that they're in danger
mm-hmm.
is mm-hmm. Something we don't ever want to see.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And pour everything into it. Still a lot of trips out of town for these families?
Yep. They do have to go out of town.
There's some specialists out of town that they need to go see.
Yeah. You for cancer treatment, you really need to seek that out of Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. So I know our hospital does their best to work with, who we're.
Do they usually go up like to Phoenix Children's or somewhere
Phoenix
like that?
Phoenix Children's mm-hmm. is a big one, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Where's our nearest St. Jude's?
I believe there's one in Phoenix as well.
Is there a St. Jude's?
I don't know.
Phoenix?
I'm not quite sure.
I'm not sure either.
I think Phoenix
Children's is the one that I see.
Phoenix Children's is what I'm used to. Mm-hmm. I just know that the person that I know who unfortunately went through this, they they lived about 2 hours from a St. Jude's, and so went to St. Jude's.
So when you get
is another one that our patients go to. It's Tucson and Phoenix are the main two.
When you get overwhelmed and there's a lot going on, I mean, I know it's hard, right? Michelle's your outlet. You just call and scream at her?
No. Yeah, I mean, we do have a great team. I think we're each other's outlet. I I've called crying before.
I do understand that YRMC has some amazing behavioral health and mental health facilities.
Yes, I know. I should have. I might take Ariel's cell, give her a call later.
Yeah, we need to talk.
Kind of lighten things up a little bit. Here, you know, like we can't end the show. Yeah. I mean, it's such a sad topic, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just is. Nobody, mm-hmm. Because I think, especially once you're a parent, you can't help but put yourself in their shoes a little bit, and you know, and you kind of sit back, and if you really think about it, I mean. I mean, in here, just tearing up. But if you really think about it, I mean, it's enough to make yourself feel sick. I mean, mm-hmm. it just is horrible. So I mean, kudos to you and to what the foundation is doing to help and what everybody does to help with this. Because there's so many organizations out there.
Exactly. And it's definitely a community effort. Like I said, we have some amazing partners in this community, amazing groups that are helping these families as well. And so we're excited, you know, that we have kind of this support network put in place now so that we can continue to support these families. And so that's, you know, another reason why we're doing this walk on Thursday, which is that tomorrow already?
Yeah. It is tomorrow already.
Okay, tomorrow. So, you know, we're going to be, like I said, gathering at the Cancer Center Garden at 6:30. Advocate Foundation.
6:30 in the morning?
Nope. PM. 6:30 PM, right? Good. Thanks for pointing that out. I don't want people there at 6:30 AM. We'll probably be making sure the garden's ready at that time. But we'll be gathering there at 6:30 PM. You know, we're going to have some music. We'll have some resource tables there. We're going to have a moment of prayer. Mm-hmm. Our spiritual care director is going to be leading that for us. We're going to hear from.
How about tissues? Will you have tissues?
I didn't think about tissues, but there's leaves around the garden. Just kidding. No, we'll definitely have some tissues available. Mm-hmm. But we are going to try to, you know, do a moment of prayer. Mm-hmm. We did invite our families to attend. So we want to make sure to give that opportunity to them. And then we'll walk around the hospital and end at the emergency department. So if you see a big group of people in front of our emergency department, do not be alarmed. We are waiting for the lights to turn on. We're going to do a countdown and turn on our gold lights.
So it's not a protest.
No.
And so with we're running out of time, but so I want to be sure again we get out. What can people do if they want to help?
Just make sure that you're following YRMC's Facebook page. Please visit our website as well. We're collecting donations for this fund, and so we'll be posting our giving link on there. If you're a business or you have a spot where you think you can help us sell our gold heart lights, please reach out to us. You can email foundation@yumaregional.org or give us a call at 336-7045, and we'll take you a basket and help us get these little gold lights sold.
You mean we could walk around a basket like yours.
I'll get cute baskets like mine. Other ones I was going to give weren't going to be this basket.
Like your little basket of sunshine that you walked in with.
Yeah, turn them all on, entice people, and then also support our partners. Right. So if you hear, you know, of a Bee Hunt Strong golf tournament, please. Attend. If you hear of a long realty event like the one I mentioned, the Glowing Hearts Festival, that's going to be at the end of September, follow them on Facebook and attend that event too.
I'll post it on our website. Is there a link they can go on to? Just hit the QR code. So if I go the QR code, I can make sure the link is on our Facebook post. Perfect.
Yes. Share our Facebook post too. We'll have this posted on our own Facebook page. Okay. So you can share that on yours.
And I know Michelle is not on the mic, but is it safe to assume we're going to have these at Good Morning Yuma on September 14th? Okay, that's a yes. Okay. Well, with that, thank you. Thank you so much for coming in. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. We'll be right back.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.